Oh, we have an update on the mad pooper. So remember the woman who was yes. jogging and dropping a deuce on the sidewalk by this family's house like every day? Not like one emergency, like I just can't make it somewhere, but just it became her thing. Mm-hmm. And now there's like, you know, that's the mad pooper on the loose. Everyone. And it's gone national. Right, yeah. So much so that, what did you say, Eva, that Charmin has gotten involved?
Yeah, Charmin wants to give her a year of a supply of toilet paper if she comes forth so that she's got it. That was smart of them, right?
It's awesome.
Because everyone's talking about the mad pooper.
Yeah. There you go. Charmin said this is an opportunity.
New squeezably soft Charmin bathroom tissue from Procter & Gamble. Take it home and squeeze it.
Or take it on your run and squeeze it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, I've got the top Halloween searches. I know it's like first day of fall at 4. What time
4:02.
Is it? 4:02, right?
4:02.
And Todd, I heard you say that it could be an amazing sunset again.
I'm thinking it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
We've
you saw the last two, right? Gosh.
Yeah. Yesterday was gorgeous. All
unreal.
That pink.
Been,
and,
yep. And I'm thinking tonight it'll be colorful, too.
So the most popular Halloween costumes. Now, this is based on Pinterest searches. So this is
all
what
right,
they
so
think
Pinterest.
Is going to be.
Think Pinterest,
be
Todd.
Big for this year.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
Okay.
Well, Rachel probably is. She has to do crafts with the kids.
Is she a Pinterester?
Not really, and we try to. I try to keep the crafts out of the house. I can't stand glitter, and I can't stand glue and balloons.
You know what's fun though? It's fairy dust.
That's the same thing as glitter.
It's a little fairy finer. Fairy dust. You can
oh,
get
good.
It
so it gets in every nook and cranny, and not just some.
Oh God.
Of the house.
That sounds awful. Never get that out.
Never.
Oh.
Ever.
Saw a little girl wearing it.
I have
so
an aunt,
cute.
And she always is the first family member to send out the Christmas cards, and it's always a glitter card.
I know, and then it's like it's like the non-lethal anthrax. right? You open the envelope, and you don't know what's in there, and all of a sudden, boom! You got glitter in the house.
Yep.
Oh man. Okay. Any guesses on the number one Halloween costume you're going to see?
Okay,
this
so
is
we're going to
based
not
on
Trump.
Based on Pinterest searches. No.
Okay.
Think
it's
of,
this year.
This year. Yeah.
Think
okay.
Of what? Give us a hint. Come on. One hint.
It's got to be political. Like
no,
Trump
not
or,
on
no,
Pinterest, honey. That's
not political.
Oh.
You got to get in the mindset.
Think of, I don't want to give a hint without giving it away.
Flower?
No.
A celebrity? Food?
Big in pop culture.
Big in pop.
With a main connection.
Stephen King. It!
Yes!
Oh.
Pennywise. The clown from It.
Oh,
that's the number
gonna
one.
That's going to be ugly.
That's going to be creepy. There's going to be a lot of creepy clowns this year. Then what else is on here? Belle from Beauty and the Beast, because that movie was big this year. Mm-hmm. The Stranger Things characters. I haven't gotten into that show.
No, maybe.
I'm only halfway through season one.
Oh, is it good? Do you like it?
It's awesome. But I'm watching a million other shows right now.
What?
So
I know.
I'm kind of backed up.
Well, you're backed up?
I need Charmin.
You actually need some
Metamucil.
I need
to squeeze the Charmin.
Right.
Now, explain this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Number four on the list of most popular Halloween costume searches on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
Giraffes.
Oh, because of the...
Yeah, because
yeah, the giraffe
of
camp.
April.
Oh, April yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Oh, that explains it. So giraffe makeup and costume searches are up 1,200% from last year.
Which is funny because, I mean, that was so last April or whatever.
That would be, you know what, if you're pregnant during Halloween, that would be awesome costume for you. And you have do a little webcam. You know what I mean? Like carry around a little webcam
on
yourself.
Yeah, Kyle could do.
Yeah, kind of like
you could be the back end.
Brett Favre did.
Why do I have to be the back
end?
Because you know he's not going to be the butt.
The back end.
Wait a minute. So, if Kyle, first of all, Kyle and I are not going to go as a giraffe.
Okay, so your whole body would be.
But
your
why
legs.
Do I get the butt?
Because you will be the good guy and go along with that. Where he's like, I'm not going to be the butt. You know he's not. I mean, do you see that head being the butt? No. Okay. So your whole body.
Wait a minute. So my head's worth covering in the butt?
Sounds like that.
What is that supposed
That's
to mean?
That's what she's trying to say.
I think she's saying I'm a
butthead.
I'm a giraffe butt. I love how you don't even have to ponder that. You go, well, yeah, well, if you and Kyle dressed up as a giraffe together, you'd totally be the butt.
Actually, that's probably not true because he's not going to want to talk to people. So the the front of the giraffe is going to have to be the chimpanzee.
Is he antisocial?
Yeah, the introvert goes in the butt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Start talking, Kyle. Get chatty.
That's right. Up in the
morning. Start your day with Blake and Eva.